Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 74, I think? 74 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I'm still going. I was only going to do a few of these, but there's always something that comes up that I have to, like, I feel like I need to do another podcast. So, you know, first of all, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings and go. You can go to Podbean. You can download the Podbean app. It's a great, that's where my podcast is hosted, but you can see this on, you can listen to it on Google Podcasts and any podcast player app. That's where I listen to podcasts on my phone app. But, you can message me on Podbean, and you can also give me money if you really want. I don't do this for the money, but I'll take it if you're going to give it to me. But this episode though is almost like a really serious. I know the last one was. I think they're all pretty serious, of course, but. This one, I think you should run out, and as soon as this is over, just run out and call your congressman, call your senator, because this is about the World Health Organization amendments that they're about to vote on next week. Because this is, right now it's Friday, May 19th or 20th, something like that, 19th I think. And they're going to start this meeting on Monday, the 22nd, I think it is. And they're going to vote on these amendments to the World Health Organization, the IHR, and international health requirements or restrictions or something like that. And this is really scary. I mean, this is one of those things where I thought when I first heard about this, I thought this was a little overblown. I thought this is this is Alex Jones level conspiracy theory, you know, one world government kind of stuff. But you know what? It's not. It's not overblown. It's totally not overblown. It's absolutely terrifying. Basically, what these people are going to do is if a representative from couple hundred, a hundred and whatever, 50 countries is going to be there, and they're going to vote on whether or not to give the World Health Organization more power over stopping public health crises, public health emergencies. And that includes pandemics, but it could be anything. It could be anything. That's the thing. You know, this isn't just about pandemics. This is public health emergency. That could be anything. It could be climate change. It could be gun violence. It could be inequality. It could be the election of a politician that they don't like. It could be voter fraud. You know, it could be anything. But let's just say it's just going to be about pandemics. Let's just stick with that and not even go off off of that track. This, what it's going to do is create this bureaucracy at the World Health Organization that will have the authority to issue orders to governments. And that's not a joke. That's not hyperbole. That's not an exaggeration. That's exactly what this governing body, this bunch of bureaucrats at the World Health Organization will do. They will have the power to issue orders to the government of the United States of America. Or to any government on earth. That is a total abrogation, I don't know if that's the right word, is a total basically giving up of our sovereignty. It's handing our national sovereignty over to an international organization, a supranational organization, an organization that exists above countries, and basically one world government, a world government. It's essentially giving like the UN the authority to make laws that govern the people of the United States. That's essentially what it is. It's the World Health Organization. And this could be, they could order lockdowns, travel restrictions, vaccine mandates, surveillance mandates, basically tracking, border closures, all sorts of stuff. There's no end to it. There's no real limits to it. And it's, and these people, the thing about this is that these people will not be accountable to any voters anywhere. These people aren't going to, you're not going to vote for these people. And you will not be able to vote them out if you don't like what they do. You will, they are completely unaccountable. You know, it's, and look, Democrats love it. Democrats love this. They love this idea. What do I always say? Democrats are government worshipers. So this, they love this idea. They, because the people at the World Health Organization, oh my God, they're so smart. They're so wise. They know what's best for us. They'll totally do what's right, and they'll totally balance all of our liberties and our, and all of our concerns about, you know, I mean, we've seen this during COVID. We saw this, how, I've talked about this before, about how we didn't have any kind of a balanced approach. The Democrats were focused on stopping COVID. Well, I can stop COVID. Very simple. Lock you in your house. You never leave your house. I can make you safe. I can keep you safe. You will never leave your house. Never, ever again. That's it. I just stopped COVID. Isn't that great? Aren't I great? I just stopped COVID. Isn't it? But would you want to live under that life? Would you want to live a life like that? No, of course not. Because you have other things you're concerned about. Yes, you might be concerned about COVID, but you also would like to, you know, see friends and see family members and go exercise and go to work and go to school or go travel and enjoy life. But these people, they don't care about any of that. The Democrats don't care about any of that. They don't want a balanced approach to anything. They don't want a balanced approach to fighting pandemics. They want to fight the pandemic. Stop the pandemic. That's it. Stop the pandemic. That's all that matters. And if you die, if you kill yourself, if you sink into depression, if you lose all of your life savings, they don't care. And they are about to give people in the World Health Organization, who also don't care, the ability to destroy your life at the drop of a hat. And look, and this is going to, part of this is going to essentially quadruple the World Health Organization's budget. And it's going to create, look, it's all about incentives. You know, this is going to create a bureaucracy full of people who have every incentive to declare public health emergencies, because that's when they get more money and more power. That's what they're there for. Are you suggesting that this group of extremely powerful bureaucrats is just gonna sit around and not really do it, not really use any of that power? Oh no, because they're the ones who can declare the public health emergencies. So they have every incentive to declare a public health emergency and then take over your life and issue orders. Because this is what fascists, communists do. They love to order you around. They don't want you to be free. They don't believe you should be free. They believe you are stupid. Like I always say, Democrats and communists and these bureaucrats in government at every level, state, local, federal, world government, at every level, these bureaucrats and politicians believe that you are stupid. You are nothing but a stupid, worthless, useless peasant. You don't know anything. You should shut up and do what they say. And that is the world they are creating for you. And if you don't, you've got to stand up right now. I mean, I'm going to put this up tonight. And so it'll be Saturday. And we've got the weekend and next week we've got to call every, you've got to share this with everybody you know. I'm gonna post some articles about this. There's a great article on the Brownstone Institute. I think it's brownstone.org from a guy named David Bell, who kind of lays this out. And there's look, Steve Bannon on War Room has been talking about this a lot. This is, we have to get, you gotta light up the phone lines, you know, just light them up. Call up everybody you know, call up your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, call up your congressman, call up your senator, call up your governor, call up everybody you can think of, because this has to be stopped. This has to be stopped. Because remember, this is, the other thing about this is that this will be voted on by a majority of countries. And a lot of those countries are very poor and very small. And they always look at things like, they know that they are not gonna be paying for this. They're not gonna be paying anything for this. You're gonna be paying for it. The rich countries, America, you know, because we're so rich, even though we're the biggest indebted country in the world. We don't actually have any money, but you know, we're completely broke. But the people of these smaller, poor countries, they look at things like this as a ticket to get to, as a way, a mechanism to get some of our money. You know, literally, that's what a lot of this international, these international organizations, that's really what a lot of it's all about, is about taking money from America and Europe and giving it to poor countries. But this is sort of, they don't really understand that what they're really doing is, I mean, yes, they're doing that, but they're also going to be giving the giving sovereignty to this international group of bureaucrats. But see, a lot of these countries, like America's full of bureaucrats and government employees who love this idea because they can get jobs with this new organization. It's a big budget, $10.5 billion budget, and there's a lot of opportunity there. Ooh, I can get a good juicy government, you know, UN World Health Organization gig out of this. This will be great. And I'll get to make a phone call and order, you need to shut down that country. You know, oh, they love that stuff. And I mean, these are terrible people. And this is going to give them tremendous power. And we have to stop them. We have to stop them. So turn off the podcast player. Go call your senators, call your congressmen, call congresswomen, call everybody, call your friends, call your neighbors, call your coworkers. Tell everybody about this, because we only have a little bit of time. And if maybe if enough, and really it's Democrats. I mean, we've got to call the Democrat congressmen, the Democrat senators. Now a lot of Republicans are waking up to this too in Washington. A lot of Republican congressmen and senators are waking up to this too. We need to call them too. But let's face it, Joe Biden doesn't listen to Republicans. He might listen to some Democrats. If enough Democrats call him and say, hey, what's going on here with this? Then he might actually put the word out saying, hey, we're not going to go along with this, or something, amend these amendments somehow to take some of the teeth out of them. But then again, this is also a big issue for the November election, because if this does get voted on and if it passes this week, we have six months to issue a formal opt out. And that should be one of the first things that the Republicans do if they retake the House and Senate, is demand Joe Biden opt us out of this. All right, that's it. That's episode 74. And if you like this podcast, give me some good reviews and check me out on social media. All the social media, I'll post some, that Brownstone article on social media. I've already posted it on a few, and I'll keep posting stuff about it. Hit the phones. All right. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.